Thank you both for joining us today on Galesburg In Focus.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
We're so glad to be here.
So let's talk about Way to Grow Pediatric Therapy. Let's talk about just what is this organization and what's your mission?
Yeah, Way to Grow is a comprehensive pediatric therapy service that has originated in Peoria, and we are really a fusion of both the medical system and the educational system, supporting kids in a variety of different ways with a variety of different services. We have recently expanded here to the Galesburg area and are just eager to help get the word out to meet the needs of more kids here in the community.
What led to the decision to expand to Galesburg and Knox County?
Yeah, so we have lots of families from this area who had been reaching out to us at our Peoria location and had been driving the hour or so to get to the clinic and see our therapists. So we really saw the need here. Also, I am from the Knox County area and have just always really had a heart for the area and felt the pull back here to be able to serve the families here in a big way.
It's important for families to have access to this kind of therapy services close to home.
Yeah, well, we are all about family focus. Yeah. And one of the things that really supports families is access to services. And making services as functional as possible. So it really does help to make services as close to home as possible so that we can get to know the whole child and the whole family and help them to live successfully with everything that they're doing.
I bet your families here in this area really, really did appreciate it when they learned that you were expanding here, right?
Yeah. We've had a lot of really good feedback. We are serving children at the Ascent Church in their upstairs space. And that's just been such a wonderful fit. And then also we do provide some early intervention services as well. So that is the state-led birth to three program. And so for seeing kiddos in that program, we can see children in their homes. We can see children in community settings. Yeah. So it really is just meeting the child where they're at.
Sarah Myers, the executive director and owner of Way to Grow Pediatric Therapy Services in Peoria and here in Galesburg. Lauren Deppe is the marketing manager and speech therapist. What age range of children can benefit from your services?
We work with kids age birth to 18.
Mm-hmm. And one thing that parents often hear is that your approach is play-based and child-led. What exactly does that mean in your practice?
Yeah, so those are major buzzwords in our practice, and you see those words in mission, in action, you know, every day. Our therapists are really working to enter the child's world, so we really want to follow their lead. We want to keep things super playful and fun because we know that's how we get buy-in from children. Yeah. That's what makes them excited to want to come back and hang out with us more.
Yeah.
We know from our own experience that when you're excited about something and you're interested in it, you want to engage with it and it's easier to learn.
Yeah.
If you've had a teacher who was really passionate about the subject, it was easier to learn from them. And so we practice that as well, that if kids are having fun and they're really engaging with us and connecting with us, they're going to be more likely to pick up on what we're teaching them and to implement it into their daily lives.
Mm. We really like to model for parents how to playfully engage with your child and how to use some of these strategies that you're learning in therapy, how to sprinkle those into just daily play so that they can really meet their child's needs in just a fun, a fun way of getting on the floor and having some good old-fashioned dynamic play.
Do they need a referral from their pediatrician, or how does this work?
So you don't need a referral from your pediatrician. You can go ahead and call our office. I find that the easiest way to access us is by going directly to our website, which is waytogrowpediatrics.com. Mm-hmm. You can go over to our contact page. You can fill out a contact form, and then our office staff will be able to reach out directly to you. If we need a referral or we have some additional questions, then we can go ahead and contact in order to make that happen.
Okay. Lauren Deppe is a marketing manager and speech therapist with Way to Grow Pediatric Therapy. It's just expanded here in Galesburg. Sarah Myers is the executive director and owner of Way to Grow. Sarah, you're from around this area.
Yeah, yeah. Right. Yeah. I grew up in Knoxville, yeah. So my roots are here. I went to graduate school over in Indiana and then moved back here to be closer to family. So I currently live in Peoria and had started Way to Grow over in that direction.
Have you been in speech therapy since you left college? I mean, is that what you went to school for?
Yes, okay. Absolutely. So I've been a speech therapist for about 15 years now.
What drew you to that?
Yeah, so growing up, I was super fortunate to get a front row seat to seeing how speech therapy could really help my uncle, who was born with severe cerebral palsy. So my Uncle Joe was non-speaking. He had lots of different gestures and made different sounds to communicate things to our family. And I got to go to some of his appointments with him as they were trying to see if there was an augmentative and alternative communication system that might serve him well. And just really saw the benefit to meeting him and his skill levels where he was at to help him be able to have the most meaningful, functional life. So that was really cool. That made me want to go into this field and help other families who are navigating that. I also have a background in music, and so I grew up doing lots of piano and singing in local things here around the Galesburg area.
Yeah.
And so being able to incorporate music and singing into speech therapy, it really is a hand-in-glove fit. And so that's been part of my why as well.
Were you focused on pediatric therapy, or was it just kind of a general?
Yeah.
Was that your passion to work with kids then?
You know, when I first got into speech therapy, I really saw myself working more across the lifespan. As I continued working, just really felt that pull towards working in the peds sector. The thing that I love so much about working in outpatient therapy services is that we're not only working with just the child, we're really linking arms with the whole family unit. And that's what's so special. And I feel like that's what's really moving the needle in the services that we're providing, because it isn't just for the child. It's really about working hand in hand with those caregivers who are with that kiddo, you know, every other minute of the week.
Yeah. So when did you start Way to Grow? How did that begin?
Yeah. So Way to Grow has been in practice now for 7 years.
Yeah.
And I started as a one-woman team, and we have grown to a team of 34 professionals now.
Wow.
Yeah.
Congratulations. That is... It's wonderful.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
How did you get the start? Did you just say, you know what, I'm going to start my own? Because were you working for another practice? And then you said, you know what, I'm going to.
Yeah.
I think I've got a way I want to do this. Is that
that was how this works? That was definitely kind of how it went. I had worked for a couple of different agencies and learned what really was great about those places, and also just was able to kind of decide that I really wanted to be able to do things in an extra special way.
Yeah.
And
you saw a need for that, right? Did you
absolutely
did you see that it needed a change in?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yes.
What were those changes that you felt?
I really wanted to be able to devise a practice that was super collaborative, and that really was family focused. When you are working in the hospitals with families, you're getting such a little snippet of time with them. You're not getting to build those longer term relationships and that rapport with them. When you're working in the schools, you're not getting to work with the parents as much. And so being able to branch out and work in outpatient and do things with our own set of core values, and being able to use those core values to really drive what it is that we do on a daily basis was what really like ignited this passion for me to start Way to Grow. Yeah. Growing up, my both my mom and my dad were in healthcare administration. So we always joked that to sit at our dinner table, you would have to be able to communicate about, you know, the medical system and leadership. And so it's kind of always been in my blood to want to be in leadership and lead a team of like-minded professionals. So that's it's been such a blessing to step back and see that dream really come to fruition.
Sarah Myers is the executive director and owner of Way to Grow Pediatric Therapy here in Galesburg. Is it doing what you wanted it to do? Are you making positive changes in the industry? And
Yeah. Every success story that we hear from families just really is a reminder of our why.
Yeah.
And as a team, we really reflect on that quite a bit because that's what keeps us all focused on our mission. And our mission is really just helping children and families reach new heights, whatever that looks like for them.
Yeah.
When I first started Way to Grow, I was going in homes for all therapy sessions. We didn't yet have a clinic space at that point in time. And we were working a lot with the Illinois Early Intervention System. So that was kiddos who are birth to three and that state-run program. Oftentimes I would work with families there and they would get ready for their third birthday and their parents would say, oh my gosh, we're not ready to be done working with you and your therapists. We want to continue. We want to be able to supplement what we're getting in school. Yeah. So for the first couple of years, really, we really gained our momentum from word of mouth and just really happy families who we had served. And then I think once we opened our brick and mortar clinic in Peoria Heights, we experienced, you know, a definite increase in our growth trajectory. Having a space that was super sensory friendly and very kid focused has made such a huge difference in our community over there. And then being able to link arms here with Ascent Church, they have a magnificent space upstairs in their kids area. That is perfect for being able to do this play-based therapy.
Yeah. We're talking with Sarah Myers. She's the executive director and owner of Way to Grow Pediatric Therapy here in Galesburg. We'll come over to Lauren. Lauren Deppe is the marketing manager and speech therapist with Way to Grow. Where are you from originally?
I'm originally from Morton.
Okay. Yeah. Great. Have you always wanted to get into therapy, speech therapy?
No, not always.
Yeah.
I've worn a lot of hats. I still do. Yeah. What drew me to speech therapy in the beginning was I did a lot of performance myself growing up, a lot of singing, dancing, acting. I wanted to be a professional, but I also wanted a career that was reliable. And so as a child, I would go around the house and say, I'm going to be a singing doctor, whatever that means, you know, a doctor who sings, okay?
It's wonderful.
I'm sure a lot of people do.
There's a TV show in there somewhere. Yeah. Great.
Exactly. So then I'm watching the movie version of the musical Singin' in the Rain.
Oh,
I don't know if you've seen it, but the leading lady goes to addiction coach and learns to say, I can't stand it, but she says, I can't stand it. And I said, oh, gee. Like that sounds so fun. I would love to do that. That feels like the right mix between like acting and voice, but also helping people to speak. And my doctor or my brother, who was in medical school at the time, said, well, like that is a real thing in the medical field. You could be a speech therapist. And so that's how I found out about it. And then I grew to know more and more about the field and fell in love with it, but it really connects with my passion for voice in general.
Absolutely. How did you make your way to Way to Grow?
So I went to grad school at the University of Illinois. Okay. I came back and started working also in the early intervention system here in the Peoria area. And that was about 2018. I met Sarah just collaborating with her as we worked with different kiddos, and fell in love with working with her and really felt like I grew so much as a person and a therapist as I just brushed shoulders and elbows with Sarah. So as the years went on, I thought in my head, gee, when I need to make a change, I'm going to reach out to Sarah and see if I can work at Way to Grow.
Yeah.
And so as soon as I did, I just reached out and was like, I'm coming for you.
Yeah. What was so different about the way to Grow and their services and their therapy and their mission? Mm-hmm. What was appealing to you?
It's the focus on people.
Yeah.
The connection is really where it's at, and the authenticity. And Sarah really does both of those so well. I mean, they go hand in hand. Mm-hmm. In order to really connect well with people, you have to be open and be your real true self and not be putting on a front. And Sarah doesn't do that. And that sets the tone for our entire practice. We're all very real and open and honest. And we want our kids to be real with who they are as well.
Yeah. Lauren Deppe is a marketing manager and speech therapist with Way to Grow Pediatric Therapy here in Galesburg. What do you love most about what you do?
Oh, gee, there's so many things I love. Yeah. I love the variety.
Yeah.
I mean, in the speech world specifically, there is a lot of variety in what we can do. But I love sitting on the floor with kids and just seeing them as a person. I might be working with someone who's 16 months old, but I see them as a whole person, not just this little kid, even though they are, and it's so sweet to just look in their eyes and really engage with them and help support their ability to verbalize and express themselves to the world around them. And then I also love working with older kids who are, you know, maybe in that 8, 9, 10, kind of getting to that preteen level, got a lot of emotions and thoughts and feelings, just like our 1 and 2 year olds.
Sure.
but interacting with them is obviously a little bit different. And so I love the flexibility to follow them around and to follow their lead and their interests, and just to engage with kids on their level. It's just such a blast.
Yeah. Well, this is, I mean, obviously you got a passion for what you do. What breaks your heart about what you do?
Oh, that's a really great question. Yeah. I think it's a field where we are really living among our families. And so there are a lot of moments where their eyes are filled with tears, and so are ours.
Yeah.
You know, there are hard diagnoses that parents come across that can be really difficult to learn about and to process. It doesn't change who the child is, but it can still be a big thing to process. Thinking about what your child's life is going to look like, thinking about the challenges they might face. I mean, there are a lot of difficulties that families do face, and we in a sense, bear those with them. And that can be really heartbreaking. But I always think it's really exciting to inspire families with the truth that their kids are always going to keep growing. And again, a diagnosis does not change who the child is, just gives us a little bit more information about them and helps us to be a better student of the child, to know what makes them tick and how to draw them out. And so it is so hopeful and inspiring to see families catch that vision of, my child is a whole child, a whole person with strengths and likes and dislikes, and we're all just growing together.
Lauren Deppe is marketing manager and speech therapist with Way to Grow Pediatric Therapy in Peoria and in Galesburg. Sarah Myers is the executive director and owner of Way to Grow. And I'll ask you the same question. What do you love about what you do?
Yeah, you know, I think over the years, that's really, my answer to this has probably evolved a lot.
Sure, sure.
So I think now as the executive director of Way to Grow, what I love about my work every day is getting to lead a team. I love getting to watch our therapists have their aha moments, and I love getting to watch them meeting the families where they're at. I am able to watch the families that come into our clinic and also empathize with so many of these parents on that mom-to-mom level, and seeing our therapists really be able to link arms with them is so cool to be able to watch as the leader of Way to Grow. I know that there have been times that my kiddos have needed a little boost in services too. I've gotten to experience that personally. And so just knowing that the services that we're providing are really making a difference. I think it's hard for parents to hear that their child may only reach a certain level, because I think that's really oftentimes I think our kids are so resilient and are so focused on being better versions of themselves every day that they often surpass that. And so, you know, I think a diagnosis is just that. It's just a label. And, you know, the sky's the limit. And absolutely. Maybe the future doesn't look like what we thought it was going to look like for our child, but maybe it looks better than what we thought that it was going to look like.
Sarah Myers is the executive director and owner of Way to Grow Pediatric Therapy in Peoria and now expanded here into Galesburg. Lauren Deppe is marketing manager and speech therapist with Way to Grow. Let's talk about speech language therapy. What are some common reasons why parents bring their children to see a speech therapist?
I mean, a very common reason is, like you were sharing, difficulty understanding your child or other people in their world having difficulty understanding them. Some other reasons would be that child having difficulty just expressing themselves using different words or grammatical functions, sentences, that sort of thing. Seeing difficulty learning new vocabulary or understanding word endings.
Yeah.
We could also have kids who are having challenges understanding directions and words for objects and people and that sort of thing. So those language comprehension difficulties as well.
Yeah. What are some signs that parents should watch for that may indicate that your child could benefit from speech therapy?
Well, there are a lot of different signs. Difficulty with speech sounds, difficulty with expressive or receptive language, difficulty with attention too. There are several different therapies that could help a child depending on the root of that difficulty with attention. But we do work with a lot of kiddos just to work on play skills and focus and ability to have back and forth conversation and those sorts of things as well. So many parents do think, well, you know, I wouldn't expect my 1 or 2 or 3 year old to say everything perfectly.
Yeah.
You know, we know that kids are going to mispronounce words. That's part of the learning process. And so you're trying to kind of compare to other kids and think, is my child where their same age peers are? A lot of times when parents come to us, it's when they've had this realization that maybe their child stands out in comparison with same age peers in some way, or as you described, seeing that child indicate emotionally that they're noticing that they're having a difficulty. And as you said, withdrawing or having difficulty engaging with peers or other adults, difficulty with school or daycare, that a lot of times is when it clicks for parents. And as you said, too, we think, oh, well, my child's going to school. They're getting some level of services at school. That should help. But that is a common theme that we see is that the speech therapists at schools are doing amazing work, but they have so much to do and they can be spread thin. And so getting extra support and a higher frequency of services through seeking some outpatient services can make a huge, huge impact.
I would say it's never too late.
Okay.
Earlier is always better because we can really get ahead of some of these things. As speech therapists, we are always looking at different speech and language milestones when we do an evaluation on a child. So there are different speech sounds in particular that we'll expect by certain ages. And by the time a child is 3 years old, we would like unfamiliar conversation partners to be able to understand at least 75% of what that child is saying.
Okay.
And by 4 years of age, we would like for unfamiliar conversation partners to be able to understand everything that the child is saying. So that's also just kind of a little rule of thumb there to keep in mind. But I would just encourage that if parents are noticing that communication frustration from their child, that it's never too early to still seek out an evaluation, because oftentimes, even if therapy isn't yet indicated for them, we can give some strategies to work on and some home programming tips that can really help move the needle in terms of their development.
Yeah. What are some of the hardest sounds for kids to learn?
R and L.
R and
yeah.
L's.
R, L, S. Those tend to be hard.
S too, mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep.
Actually, Chris, my oldest son is 5.5 years old, and there's so much irony in this story. When he turned 2, he still wasn't talking a whole lot. And having a mom who's a speech therapist, you know, I was standing on my head doing all the things that I teach parents to do. And come to find out, my little guy actually had apraxia of speech. And apraxia of speech is when there is a disconnect between the brain and the mouth in terms of being able to establish a motor plan in the brain and be able to send that message to the mouth for the articulators. So our lips, our tongue, to be able to shape those sounds. He had a disconnect there. So when he would say a word, he would say it one way, and then if I'd have him repeat it, the word would come out totally different the second time. Mm-hmm. He had difficulty with that. His vowel sounds sounded pretty wonky. He just had a lot of difficulty being understood by others. And I remember walking into preschool with him on his first day as a little 3-year-old and being so nervous to leave him, because I knew that he would become so frustrated when he was misunderstood. And we had a phenomenal preschool support. And then, you know, he also received supplemental outpatient speech therapy services. And he has just really blossomed in the last 2 years. So I feel like I can fully understand the therapy journey, even as a parent. And sitting in his parent-teacher conference a month ago, his teacher talked about this huge growth that he's experienced in his 2 years in preschool and how he'll stand up and talk in front of the class now confidently. And you just can't help but not get tears in your eyes when someone shares that with you, because you know what a challenge that's been for your child. And he's always had so much to say. I never wanted for any of those difficulties to hold him back. So I think it's a really great portrayal, too, of getting the help early, because now he's going to start kindergarten in the fall, and he's in a much better place for us all to be able to take a deep breath and feel confident about what that journey is going to look like.
Wonderful. Sarah Myers is the executive director and owner of Way to Grow Pediatric Therapy in Peoria and now expanded into Galesburg. We're talking about speech therapy services. You work with children who have diagnoses such as autism?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Autism is a common one. Mixed receptive and expressive language disorder, a phonological disorder. Sarah, you mentioned childhood apraxia of speech. Yeah. Those are some mm-hmm. common ones.
Stuttering.
Yep. Stuttering, social, any type of social skill challenges, we can work with that. Kiddos who are non-speaking, we can work with them to help them secure augmentative and alternative communication. So that can look like maybe a picture system, but also it can look like having a speech generating device that has pictures on it, and they can click the picture to be able to communicate what they want. Yes. Or if a child is more impaired and doesn't have use of their arms, they can use an eye gaze technique where they look at the picture and the device can pick up what it is that they're gazing at to be able to communicate their wants and needs. So we actually have a couple of speech therapists on our team who they really are the experts on that. And that's one of the coolest things to see.
That's amazing technology. My gosh, Sarah Myers and Lauren Deppe from Way to Grow Pediatric Therapy here in Galesburg. Let's turn to occupational and physical therapy. They can sometimes be misunderstood. And what exactly is occupational therapy for children?
Yeah. So occupational therapy for children is therapy that helps kids to do all of the daily living, functional lifestyle tasks during their day. It's what helps them play and be a child. Mm-hmm. So occupational therapists work on fine motor skills. So a lot of people know that when their kid goes to occupational therapy, they might work on handwriting or cutting with scissors, that sort of thing. But the real cool part about occupational therapy is that there's a focus on sensory regulation. So we all have a sensory system. Our sensory system is what helps our body process all the information that we're taking in from the world around us. The sights, the sounds, the smells, if our body feels off balance, if we feel hungry, if we feel sick, you know, those are all different senses that our body is processing. And occupational therapists are the gurus of helping kiddos make sense of what their body feels. So there's a really big connection on sensory regulation and then emotional regulation. So kiddos who present with difficulty maintaining any sort of focus and attention, or maybe are the kiddos that just like can never sit down and be still. Oftentimes they benefit from occupational therapy because their bodies are showing us that it needs something. It's seeking something out to help them calm down. Sometimes also there's kiddos who are needing upregulated. So they're needing more sensory input to be more alert. So yeah, occupational therapists do a lot of really awesome awesome things.
And you mentioned also that it's helping with those daily things that we all take for granted, and that's dressing, eating, mm-hmm. and those things too, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. It's making friends, it's learning how to go on the potty, it's
learning how to ride a bike.
Sure. Yeah. We've got our friends from Way to Grow Pediatric Therapy in Peoria and here in Galesburg talking about occupational and now physical therapy. What are some reasons a child might benefit from pediatric physical therapy?
Yeah, so these could be the kiddos that are just kind of uncoordinated. It could be kiddos that you see tiptoe walking. They could have some tension in their feet and legs, or also they could be sensory seeking or sensory avoidant. Also, we work a lot with babies, actually, for physical therapy. So if you notice that a baby is showing a preference to turning their head to one side or another, that can lead to neck tension, what we call torticollis. And then also we sometimes see that flat spot on the back of a baby's head.
Sure.
So as physical therapists, if we can get ahead of that, then we can prevent the shaping of the head being misshapen.
Is it because they can't turn over themselves? Is that?
Yeah. Oftentimes it's kind of like a whole body, tension issue.
Yeah.
And so if we're able to get ahead of that, then it just makes everything else fall into place so much nicer. It's not uncommon for us to have a parent bring in a baby and say, "Oh, this little babe is having difficulty, feeding from the bottle." I'll see them for some speech and feeding therapy. And as we're working together, we notice that, okay, baby always wants to feed on one side. They really are disliking feeding from the other side. And then as we dig into it more, there is this neck tension there.
So it causes them pain.
It can.
If they're on the other side. Okay.
Yeah, it can. So that's been fun to be able to watch babies and the baby and mom and dad dyad there, you know, be able to work through feeding challenges with the help of physical therapy as well.
Oh, wonderful. Sarah Myers is the executive director and owner of Way to Grow Pediatric Therapy. What are some developmental milestones do physical therapists evaluate?
Yeah, so our physical therapists are looking at when the child is rolling, when they're pushing themselves up on all fours. They're looking to see, are they doing any of that bilateral coordination that is needed for crawling, using both sides of their brain to operate their arms and legs. They're looking to see when are they walking? Yeah. Are they walking on time? If you're not noticing your child crawling around that 8 to 9 month mark, it would definitely be appropriate to have a physical therapy referral. And then, you know, we like to see a kiddo walking by about 15 to 18 months. Okay. So if during that time we're not yet seeing those skills emerging, that would also be an appropriate time to seek out some physical therapy.
Okay. Sarah Myers and Lauren Deppe are from Way to Grow Pediatric Therapy in Peoria, and they've expanded here into Galesburg. We're talking about some of the services that they offer families now here in this area. And we wanted to make sure and talk about dyslexia, diagnostic and therapy services. I think I know what dyslexia is, but maybe you can help me, Lauren.
Absolutely. So one thing about dyslexia is that it's actually far more common than people realize.
Okay.
About 1 in 5 people has dyslexia. Mm-hmm. So much more common. We tend to think in our heads that dyslexia is something with your eyes where words are moving around on a page and the letters are all crisped and crossed. That's not exactly it. It's more of a difficulty with understanding the different sound systems and being able to pair those together in order to create whole words and understand prefixes and suffixes and meanings of words as well.
So a person with dyslexia doesn't see, I'm looking at this sentence on the page, they're not in different orders. That's not dyslexia.
Okay. Dyslexia is rooted in a language deficit. There are other deficits that present in the way that you just explained with having more of that visual component. True dyslexia is rooted in a language deficit.
Yeah. And there's probably, it goes undiagnosed for so many people. If you're saying 1 in 5,
yeah, I think so many people as adults just say, oh, I've never really liked reading. It's just hard for me. And sometimes that in and of itself could be an indicator that there might be more than just I don't like reading.
Yeah.
A lot of the research is showing us that kids are generally being identified for dyslexia around like the 4th grade level, but that they're actually showing signs closer to the end of kindergarten, 1st grade. And so, again, if we can notice when they're having difficulty with those pre-literacy skills, we can dive in and get the supports in place so that they're soaring by the time they get to 4th grade.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Reading really compounds on itself. So if you think about a child who's maybe entering junior high and all of a sudden the math questions are word problems, it's like all of a sudden it's not just reading that's hard. Now math feels really hard. And maybe it's not really that the numbers are hard, but I can't figure out, you know, the word problem around it. So it's really integrated into everything in our lives.
How hard is it to diagnose?
Yeah. So
dyslexia?
We have a couple of speech therapists on our team who have went through some additional trainings to be able to do dyslexia diagnostics. It's really great how we're able to do the diagnostics, because we're able to give families a report that they can take to their physicians and their medical team, as well as to the schools, to be able to offer some ideas for what teachers can put into practice in the classroom too. It's generally we take about 4 hours to do some really intensive diagnostics to assess for dyslexia.
Sure.
And then we also have ongoing therapeutic supports. So oftentimes we're hearing families saying that my child got diagnosed with dyslexia in the schools, but now there's like no real like follow-up on being able to have dyslexia-based therapies.
Yeah.
So at Way to Grow, we use the Orton-Gillingham approach. It is a curriculum in the dyslexia world. It's the gold standard approach to treating dyslexia. And so our clinicians are utilizing that curriculum, and it's also a very multi-sensory based approach. So we're getting kids active during those dyslexia sessions too, because we know that if we're able to activate different parts of their brain while we're learning about reading, then we're going to be able to get more success.
Sarah Myers and Lauren Deppe from Way to Grow Pediatric Therapy in Peoria and now expanded here to Galesburg. We want to talk about counseling and whole child development. It's one of the unique things about Way to Grow is that you offer counseling and social emotional support services. Could you tell me about that?
Yeah, so we've got two counselors on our staff. We've got an LCSW and an LCPC. They're both so fantastic, and they do look at the whole child, as you described, in order to support their ability to identify and process emotions and in order to engage in positive relationship building with their families and with peers as well.
Why is emotional wellness just as important as physical and developmental growth?
Oh, gee, that's a huge question, yeah. Friend. I think deep in our hearts, we all know the answer to that. Yeah. If we are having difficulty processing and identifying our own emotions, they overpower us so often.
I hear the words big feelings all the time my granddaughters. my daughter will say, I'll say, how are the babies today? And she'll go, oh, we got big feelings today, Poppy. Your counseling services focus on emotional regulation, right? Mm-hmm. Social skills, that
absolutely,
kind of thing.
And they can pair together with potentially occupational therapy as well.
Yes,
depending on if it's rooted more in trauma and processing emotions through that route, or the sensory system and regulating the sensory processing of an individual, or a combination of both, in order to really be able to regulate our emotions and to be able to communicate through them rather than let them rule us.
Yeah. Lauren Deppe is a marketing manager and speech therapist with Way to Grow Pediatric Therapy. We brought up the phrase neurodiversity affirming, and it appears throughout your philosophy, your mission. What does that mean for families considering these services?
Yeah, so we are definitely a neurodiversity affirming team. And what that means is that we acknowledge that there are no two brains that are the same. Yeah. And everyone who walks through our doors presents with their own special set of strengths, weaknesses, challenges, interests. And we honor that. We're excited to have that diversity in our space. And being neurodiversity affirming is just really celebrating that no two brains are the same.
Sarah Myers is the executive director and owner of Way to Grow Pediatric Therapy here in Galesburg, in Peoria, but expanded here to Galesburg. I did want to mention that we wanted to make sure and talk about the hearing services that you have. You have an audiologist. Am I saying that right?
Yeah, audiologist.
Audiologist in your Peoria location, correct?
Correct, yes.
So you're helping children with hearing issues.
Yes. Yeah. It can be that kiddos have extra fluid in their ears, and if it's going undiagnosed, then they aren't hearing the different frequencies of sounds. So each sound production is a different frequency, and so some of those higher pitch sounds they may not be hearing as readily. So yeah, but we have special tools in place that we can test for that on babies and toddlers up through, you know, the age of 18. Yeah.
And you fit them for hearing aids too.
Absolutely. Our audiologist, Joanna, is fantastic, and she can fit kids for hearing aids and then do those ongoing appointments in order to do those fine-tuning appointments and ensure that kids are hearing as best as they can.
We're really, really fortunate to get a front row seat to seeing all the progress that each kiddo makes in their own way.
Well, if a parent is listening right now, grandparent, parent, somebody who's important in a child's life and wondering whether their child might benefit from therapy, what would you tell them?
I would say that if you have any inkling of concern about your child, it never hurts to reach out and have an assessment done. We also offer discovery calls. So if a parent's just not sure if they need to take that next step, they can call our office or send in an inquiry on our website. And we set them up with a therapist for a free 15-minute discovery call. And we'd love to just listen to what their concerns are and then talk through with them, is now the time to seek out more help? Or maybe if there is a little bit more time that they still have to work on things, what are some of the things that they should be working on? We'll give them some tips to work on. So, I think that I think that usually parents do always know their kids best. They really do. And when we have that gut instinct as a parent, it's there for a reason. So I think it's always good to seek it out.
Mm. And I know we covered this earlier, but I want to make sure and get this out again. Does your child need a diagnosis before beginning the evaluation process?
Absolutely not. And not every child that we work with has a diagnosis. A handful of them certainly do, but that's not anything that's required for any of our therapies. Sometimes it's just kiddos who need a little extra boost, a little extra support. So definitely not a diagnosis. That is not needed.
Now, unfortunately, this is just a part of our world, but the financial part of this comes into play. Is insurance a factor? Because that's one of the first things. You know, how I want my child to get the best. I only want them to, I want them to succeed. I want their, but can I afford it? And does my insurance cover it? And all those questions come up. So.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, we all know even from our own medical journeys that finances are often where the questions come to. Can we afford this? That's Do you take my insurance? So we are in network with a couple different insurances. We are in network with Blue Cross Blue Shield and also with United Healthcare Caterpillar. We are also working on getting in network with some other insurances. Yeah. So more to come there. We also do offer some grant resources. So we do have a document with some different resources that we've put together that can be investigated by the family in order to see if one of those would be the right fit for them. We have had many families apply for different grants and different resources from that document that we've put together that have really come in just profoundly handy for those families and enabled them to access the resources that they need in terms of therapy. We also offer a cash pay discount for families, and so that is available as well.
This summer we're offering some play groups or communication groups here in Galesburg, and registration is currently closed for that. They've filled up and we're really, really excited about it. But that's going to be a really neat way to be able to meet the community's needs and just more financially easy way for parents to take that first step to getting some tools and strategies as part of more of a group experience. We are super grateful that we received some sponsorship from the Galesburg Lions Club, too. Uh-huh. They sponsored a number of kiddos to be able to go through our summer program this year.
Mm-hmm. So what is this program again?
So these are our summer groups. They are 45-minute long groups for different age groups. So right now in Galesburg, we have a preschool age group and an elementary age group.
Okay.
And these are being led by a speech therapist who will be able to infuse some communication support into this group with a social dynamic that enables kids to have fun, build relationships, and then also get a little boost throughout the summer to grow on their own personal goals.
We're talking with Sarah Myers and Lauren Deppe from Way to Grow Pediatric Therapy, now expanded here at Galesburg. One of the things that we were talking about off the mic is that you offer support to schools. Could you tell me about that?
Yeah, that's been a really awesome new adventure that we have started. We have a school coordinator on our team. She is a speech therapist who's worked in the schools for 10 plus years. And she is really helping to lead our efforts in terms of linking arms with daycares and schools in the area. So that can look a lot of different ways. One, that can mean that we can go into a daycare and provide some free daycare screenings for that daycare or preschool, just to see kind of where are the kiddos' skills at, where could they use maybe an extra boost, that sort of thing. We're also working with some school districts to help them fulfill some school contracts. Maybe they don't have all of the therapists that they need, especially these rural areas.
Sure.
It's hard to find all the professionals. So we do have people on our teams who provide those services for school-based contracts. And then likewise, we are working with a handful of schools going in and providing some education to their team members. So really a lot of like professional development education that could look like our occupational therapist going in and doing a sensory presentation to teach them some strategies that they could use in their daily routines within the classroom to help reduce meltdowns in the classroom or to help reduce behaviors that maybe they're seeing that are challenging. So that's also been a really great way to work hand in hand with educators in the area.
Could you talk about the services that you do offer here for the Galesburg community?
Absolutely. So here in Galesburg, we offer speech therapy. Mm-hmm. We offer counseling services for that social emotional support. And we offer occupational therapy as well. Okay. In addition to our enrichment groups when we offer those. Now, if you want to access more services, you can come to our office in Peoria Heights for physical therapy, feeding therapy, and those hearing aid services as well. We can set you up for an audiological evaluation or get you that hearing support if you need a hearing aid fitting.
Excellent.
We also do offer aquatics therapy in the Peoria area. So that's another service we offer.
What's aquatics therapy?
Yeah, so that's working with a physical therapist. A lot of times being in the water gives us that buoyancy or that support in order to access different motions and movements, which would be helpful.
Yeah.
And so a couple of our physical therapists will get in the water with kids. Not to mention that it's just really fun.
Well, sure.
You know,
yeah.
So again, we're all
therapy
about
in the
play.
Pool.
So that therapy in the pool can help those kids in order to grow those gross motor skills that they're working on.
Okay. And again, before we wrap up, how can people get in touch with you? The best way to do that.
You can call our office and speak directly with one of our office staff, or you can go to our website at waytogrowpediatrics.com, learn all about us, fill out our contact page, and we'll get in touch.